There are a number of places along the Billy Goat Trail where you may see deposits of chalky-looking white shells. And if you go to those, pick up maybe 10 that appear to make a representative sample and look at them closely. Every time I've done this, I've found that about 8 of the 10 are these kind of roundish triangular clam shells, and maybe 2 of them are snails. And those clam shells, all of them are the Asiatic clam, which is an exotic species that was introduced to North America in the Pacific Northwest. It was introduced to backyard streams and ponds because it makes a tasty broth. And it was, we believe, unintentionally brought all the way across country to the Potomac River watershed via bird's feet in its microscopic larval stage. And the Asiatic clam does not depend on any particular fish species in its larval stage to get around. The larvae are free floating. Now, the native mussels in this area, each of them depends on a narrow range of fish host species. The larvae attach to the gills of those species, and then they drop off at some point. And if they're lucky, they land on the kind of substrate that native mussel species likes to live in, whether it's silt or sand or rocks. The Asiatic clam doesn't care what kind of substrate it lives on. And in fact, in some places, the Asiatic clam in the Potomac River is so plentiful that it leaves deposits of its own shells up to a foot thick. So imagine how badly that impacts the habitat for the very fussy native mussel species that require a very specific kind of substrate to burrow into or live in.